Cliff, you've inspired these two to be a part of serving their country in a way. And so, but where did you get started? When and what inspired you to join the service?
Well, I'll start with my brother is 2 years older than me, and he's already been in the Army 2 years before I went in. And then I'll include him later on. But when I turned 18, I waited until I was drafted. So I was drafted and went down to Fort Dodge, Iowa. And from there, I was sent to New Orleans, Louisiana. They put me in, they called it the Transportation Corps then, which was the 187th Company and the 487th Port Battalion. And I took my training in New Orleans, and I was there from August. I went in August of 43. I was down there until December. We took our training there, how to load ships, unload ships, how to run the winches on the boat to load over the side of the boat and everything, and you had to learn all that first. See, I was lucky enough to be picked for running machinery, like a crane or winches on the boat.
Okay.
The same thing as a crane, only you had two of them. And you had to work with unisons with the other guy, because yours just went up and down, and his went sideways. See, and you had to take the stuff out of the hold of the ship, bring it up, and then the other guy took over with his machine and pulled it over to the side, and I let loose of it, and then he let it down, and I had to let loose of it too. That's how you controlled it. Well, anyhow, that's how you unloaded the ships. And December 43, we loaded on the train and went to New York City and loaded on a boat. And it was Aquitania. It was the fifth largest ship in the world at that time. And there was 1,000 soldiers put on it. And the next day we went out of the port of New York, went by the Statue of Liberty, and who knows, we didn't know whether we'd see it back again or not, you know, when war is on. Anyhow, we headed for Scotland. It took us 5 days to get to Scotland. And we unloaded there, and they were naturally getting ready for the invasion at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we was in Scotland, and then they moved us down to England. See, Scotland just north of England. And then we took our training more in Scotland. And at that time, my brother, he was in the invasion of North Africa and Sicily, and he'd spent 2 years fighting the war down there. They moved him back up to England and to get ready for the invasion of France. And we both knew that we were overseas, but didn't know where. And the only way we could contact each other was through my grandma that lived in Armstrong.
Okay.
He'd write to her, and I'd write to her, and she'd write back to us to tell us where we were.
Interesting.
And my brother was in the 2nd Armored, and he was a motorcycle. He was a message carrier.
I see.
From the front line back to headquarters.
Wow.
He rode a 1945 Harley-Davidson at that time. That was, and we both wrote to our grandma, and we found out we was only 100 miles away from each other. He was in London, and then I was 100 miles north of there. And so when he'd get time and time off, he'd get on his bike and come back and see me. So I got to see him twice in England. By then, it was getting close to June invasion of France. I was on a little ship between ports just across the channel. It was only 21 miles, you know.
Okay.
And that was loaded with ammunition, and in our company too. And the night before the invasion, we took off in the channel, and Omaha Beach is where we was to land. And the night before, June 6th, we were setting out just a mile offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, June 6th, 7 o'clock, everything broke loose. all the airplanes was going over and bombs. They was bombing the beach. And we was only sitting a mile away from the battleship Iowa. And it was broadside to the beach. And it was firing their big shells, 16-inch shells they were. And we could see the old black smoke come out of the end of the gun. And we could see the projectile come out of that smoke and go over on the beach.
Really?
And then explode over on the beach.
From where you were at.
And we was only a mile offshore behind the battleship and all the other boats and everything. But we didn't unload until the next day because they had to take the beach first. And we didn't unload our shells. And then we went to the beach ourselves. And they were, the front lines was 6 miles in when we landed on the beach. And then we had to dig our foxholes and everything and get protected on
right
the beach as soon as we got there. We was on the beach 14 days. And they had cleared an apple orchard, was about a mile off the beach inward. But they had to clear all the land with mines and everything first, and then we set up camp on that land, saying, and then dig foxholes again, and we stayed in them until they were in, I think, 16 miles, I think they were in. And my brother was in the Second Armored. He was further in. He was in up on the front line. So we was on the beach there for about a month, where we set up camp and everything. And again, we wrote back to my grandma, and I told him where I was. He did the same, and that was the only way we could find out where we was. And the road went right by our apple orchard where we were bivouacked. He went by there twice before he found out where our company was, and because he had transportation. He had his motorcycle.
Yeah, he had his Harley Davidson.
And he finally found out where I was, so I got to see him twice again on the beach. Mm-hmm. So twice in England, twice on the beach. Okay, then the war went on, and they took Paris, and then they were in close to the German lines, and he was on up there. And they took Antwerp, Belgium, is up on right across the channel from England. And it's an inland port. They call it a deep water port, which the big ships could go down into this river, like. And when the Americans took that, then we were moved up there, which was in December. And we could unload ships right on the ground then, and solid cement and stuff like that, you know, so it was a lot better, which cleared the port and everything. And the Belgians had just built a brand new cement, four-story building for the Merchant Marine. And we moved from the beach to this nice cement building. We had hot running water and showered. All the windows was shot out and everything, but we had a nice place to live. And like I say, then the war went on, and we unloaded ships and off the dock there then. Then you probably heard of the Battle of the Bulge.
Yes.
That was an important battle, and my brother was in that. And he was in that until they was just about to be captured. They were heading, the Germans wanted to take Antwerp back over again because we was getting all our supplies through there, see?
Okay.
Thank God they didn't get it. They were stopped by the British and the Americans and all the rest of them. And then that's when it got close to the end of the war then, see. While I was there, though, my brother got a leave, and he come back and seen me in Belgium, Antwerp.
And, isn't that amazing?
5 times we got to see each other overseas.
You were that close to each other.
Oh, I go a little further. Never firing a rifle there, but when the war was over with, and see, it wasn't over in Japan.
Right.
So we was all, if you didn't have enough points, you were getting ready to be sent clear over to Japan.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know that at the time. But we were sitting there and they waiting, and they said that everybody's going to go to rifle range. And they said, well, there's going to be three trips to Paris for 3 days for the top shooters in the rifle range.
Okay.
All right, and in our company. And, I wanted to shoot, you know. I did when I was a kid and all the time. And I never thought about the best rifle ones. It was the first ones that were going to go to Japan, see? I went in and I won third. I got a three-day pass, but then I found out that I was the first ones to have to go to this when they had a boat. Good thing the war was over. We just sit and waited for transportation home, which was a very slow process. And they went by a point system. The longer you was in the service, the higher the point you got to go home.
I see.
And then I finally got on a boat, and an old Liberty ship, transformed them into a troop carrier, which was just the bare old ship. There wasn't nothing there, you know. And we headed out and for New York, and it took us 14 days. And in the meantime, we were in a hurricane, and it blew us off 500 miles.
Oh.
And 2 days out from New York, one of the soldiers got sick, and he had to have an operation on his throat, and no doctor aboard and everything. And Navy destroyer come up alongside of us, and they shot a line across, and this doctor got in a wood basket, and he went across over to our ship, operated on this soldier, got back in, went back, and of course there was rough water, it was going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, the basket he was in would go down into the water and then back out again, and you thought it was going to break, but he got back safe, and the soldier turned out all right and everything. And we got back into New York, 31st of 45, I got discharged.
Wow.
And got back home.
And
so did my brother. He made it all back to bed too.
And what's your brother's name?
Don.
Back up to when you arrived at the beach at Normandy, did the thought cross your mind that I might not see my brother again?
That's right, and I didn't think I'd see anybody. We couldn't get into this apple orchard until they cleared all the snipers. We was in the mines too. Snipers, what they had for fences over there was hedgerows, they called them. All it is just bush and brush and tree, and it grows up to 10, 15 foot high. A tank can't even go through it.
Right.
And that was their fence line, see? And they had just a real hard job finding them snipers and everything. And we had snipers for 10 days after. They were hid that well in them hedgerows, and they finally got them all cleared, and then the traffic could go.
Well, I want to thank you, Cliff, for sharing your story of Normandy and World War II, and we all appreciate your service and all that you did for your country throughout the years.
Thank you.